rear ends handed to us in Iraq, and yet we're going to start another war against Iran. And what makes this particularly dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that Iran is not this isolated nation the way that Iraq was 4 years ago. Iran has powerful friends in that region, notably Russia and China. Iran is China's largest trading partner. China gets most of her oil from Iran. And China, despite the fact that we get most of our finished goods from China, China is not America's friend. So what are the Chinese going to do when we bomb the hell out of their biggest client, when we bomb the hell out of their biggest source of oil? They're not going to be too pleased, I can imagine. And given the fact that China is the largest single holder of U.S. debt in the world, it's like my friend Hashem, who should be with me right now, it's like my friend Hashem says, we are in a situation right now where the United States is hanging over a cliff, and somebody is holding onto a rope that is tied around the waist of the United States. And this person could let go of the rope any time, and the United States would crash to the ground, and that would be the end of her. Hashem is back. I just heard the good news. Praise Allah, as they say in the Middle East, our friend is back. But let me finish my thought, if I may, ladies and gentlemen. The fact of the matter is that most of the people, the professionals, people we pay to study these problems and to come up with an assessment on them, most of them...
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. WholeFoodToday is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Obviously, I robbed Bill Gates.
You know, Mark, I wanted to talk a little bit about the incident that took place with this little 15-year-old girl from Alaska who was able to purchase a plane ticket. She met this guy in North Carolina. And she basically stole money from her parents, fives and ones, because she was able to go to the airport, pay $730-some on to purchase a plane ticket, and she did not even have to show an ID. Mm-hmm. So this is how dangerous it is. It's becoming, and this is the war that I was talking about, that we are losing big time. That our children are being murdered. And on the TV show on Thursday, we had shown a lot of these kids who actually met somebody online and were murdered by these people that they met online. Mm-hmm. And they so why, Mark, I don't know if you have done any research on this, why no one is doing anything about it? I even asked, you know, like my kids, if they talk to them in school about internet safety, and, you know, like they do with the with drugs, you know, they get police officers and detectives go around schools talking about like no drugs and say no and the DARE program. And I don't, I'm really surprised that we don't have a program to keep and teach parents and kids some safety tips and safety rules when you go on the internet. Because as you know, when you are on the internet, your house is basically open to the whole world to move in. And a lot of these weirdos actually do end up moving in into your kids' computers, and your kids end up dead because they go to meet these people. What is happening, Mark? Are we, is our society was not ready for this internet? Our mental ability and our matureness and our thinking was not able or capable to deal with the internet?
No, I think that the problem, and at the risk of sounding like a grumpy old man, which I usually do sound like, the problem is that Americans have this attitude that it can't happen here. And I don't just mean it can't happen here in terms of our country. They have this attitude, it can't happen here, meaning the disaster in my own home. You know, I taught school for several years, and one of the things that amazed me in teaching was when I would meet these parents and how unconcerned parents were with what was going on in their kids' lives. We seem to have this attitude in this country that let the system raise the kids because I'm too busy with work and I've got these other distractions that keep me busy, whether it's golf or some type of sports or something like that. And really, you know, we just I think that this is just something that is part and parcel of wealth and power, that you just you don't take care of your own house anymore, including your own children. And I think basically parents today, they say, well, my kid isn't out murdering anybody, so I guess he's doing okay. And I'm just going to go back to making money and trying to get as much enjoyment out of my life as possible.
Yeah. You know, some people out there may not be aware of this, but people between the ages of 13 and 17 don't have to show ID when they purchase a ticket or when they board an airplane. You know how, like, with all the security and everything that we have, that, you know, you are supposed to check IDs, et cetera, et cetera. But the law says that if between 13 and 15 and 17, you don't have to, you're not supposed to show IDs, or you don't have to show ID. And did you know that?
No, I did not.
And also another thing, you know, what really saved this girl, of course, on the TV show we profiled, many, many 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 17-year-olds who met some guy on the internet and ended up meeting him and in person. And, of course, as everyone out there listening, if you are on the internet, you know a lot of the people you meet on the internet. You basically make these people the way you want to, because you start listening to what they are saying and you start understanding it the way you want to understand it. So you draw this very nice picture of the person on the other side. He could be an ex-con, he could be a predator, he could be a child molester, but our kids are drawing these nice pictures in their own little heads of the guy on the other line or on the other end of the of that chat session the way they want to. Now, we're going to continue with this because it's really important that we discuss this and see if we can give the parents some tips of how to protect their children. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
As we started talking about the internet, you know, there's a huge gap between kids and grown-ups as far as internet knowledge and being able to go on the internet. And what I suggest, if you have children and you still don't know how to get on the internet, I suggest that you learn how to do that fast, so you will be able to learn what are your kids doing on the internet and what are the dangers out there for kids on the internet. Our number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We would like to hear from you and see what you think about this particular topic, which is internet safety for kids. And one thing about this particular story that we were talking about from in Seattle, Washington, the girl took a plane, Alaskan Airlines flight from Alaska to on her way to North Carolina, and she was intercepted in Seattle. And the only reason that she was intercepted in Seattle because her mother, when she woke up in the morning, did not find her 15-year-old girl at home.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Into way too easily, and as far as filters and all the rest that go, that means nothing. I've been on computers that have filters, and I know that it takes about 90 seconds to disable those filters to the point where you can find anything that you want to find. Now, you know, for me, as I have said before, you know, typically I sound like a grumpy old man, but as a parent, I don't take any chances with my children. I'm not as much worried about them meeting somebody online and buying a plane ticket and going to South Carolina or wherever this individual went. But I am worried about what kinds of other things that they're going to see when they're not ready to see these things. And so as far as I'm concerned, I mean, when people ask me, what can we do about it, I say to them, allowing your kids to be on the computer, at least with you not there present, is the same as allowing them to go out and play in the middle of the street. Yeah, there's a chance that they might not get hit by a car, but is it worth taking the chance? And so as far as I'm concerned, you know, we are way too permissive in this society with our children, what we allow them to do, and we just say, oh, well, they're going to run into this kind of stuff sooner or later anyway, so we might as well expose them to it now. I don't buy into that, you know, and, you know, all the predictions that people who know me give, and they say, oh, your children, they're going to be backwards, and then they're not going to know how to do this, and they're not going to know how to do that. Well, that's a chance that I'm willing to take. And so as far as my input on it goes, I don't allow my kids anywhere near the internet, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, you see, I disagree, of course, with you on that point, not allowing them near the internet, because the internet is, the whole world has opened up for you. You can research the internet for schoolwork. You can keep in touch with your friends, and there's nothing wrong with that. The problem happens is when you are allowing them all this free time to go on the internet and without anyone, without supervision, just like anything else. And, you know, because let's face it, Mark, 5 years, 10 years from now, we are not going to be able to do anything if we are not on the internet and if we are not internet savvy. I guarantee you, it's just like the car. When the car was invented, you know, before then, people were very much into their own villages and towns, you know, to go 20 miles down the road.
There he goes again, ladies and gentlemen. He's gone. Somebody has snatched Hashem off the internet, because that is exactly how he's coming to us today, is by using one of these internet voice programs, and he's gone. So much for Hashem's praise of the internet. Let me counter what Hashem is talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, I don't allow my children on the internet, and anybody, including Hashem, who has been to my home and who has met my children, one of the first things that they comment upon after having spoken with my children, as they say, my goodness, I can't believe how intelligent and how intelligently your children express themselves. Now, my children didn't they didn't go to the finest schools. My wife and I homeschool them. And most of their information comes from, of all things, books. Things like encyclopedias and history books, foreign language books, things like that. My wife and I are not particularly well endowed with extremely high intellects, but we spend a lot of time talking to our children, teaching them things that they need to know. And I think that this has worked out fairly well. In my opinion, the internet, the computers, whatever, yeah, I know that my kids eventually are going to have to learn how to use these things, but they don't need to learn them when they're 8 or 9 years old. In the meantime, they can avail themselves of this information by using books and things like that. And, I mean, let's face it, civilization has existed now for thousands and thousands of years. The United States became one of the most powerful nations in history, and this happened long before the computer was invented, as well as the internet. So this idea that we're going to have to immerse our young people in the use of the internet before they're ready to handle this, I think is a weak argument. I think that the computer and the internet has replaced the television and video games in many ways as something that soaks up too much of our children's free time. So, Manny, do we have any calls out there? Not yet. No calls. I can't believe that means that either we have nobody listening or that people are so fascinated with what I'm talking about that they don't want to interrupt me, which I think is highly unlikely. I think that the better explanation is that there's nobody listening out there. Manny, have we located Hisham yet? We got him on the phone. Is he back online?
We're speaking about the internet.
There we go. Hisham.
Yes, we... You know, we're just talking about the internet, and unfortunately, the internet is not working very well in the studio.
Exactly. See, you've just obliterated your own argument. You're sitting here talking about how we're going to have to rely on the internet.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Problem, Hashem, is that we in this country simply don't care about anything anymore. I hate to always be the bringer of doom and gloom, but you know, this situation that we're talking about right now with regards to our children and the internet and all the rest of that stuff, it is just symptomatic of an even larger problem that afflicts our country. We simply don't care about anything anymore. We don't care what our children are doing. We don't care what our elected leaders are doing, okay? We are in the middle of this disaster in Iraq. We're about to get involved in an even bigger disaster in Iran that could make Iraq look like a picnic. And yet the people, if you listen to the conversations that are taking place in the grocery stores and, you know, the places where middle America hangs out most of the time, people, as I said, I don't want to wear out this illustration, but people are more interested in the size of Britney Spears' bra, which I think we had determined was somewhere
36,
around a
36. I remember that.
You're proof of that. You know that stuff. You see?
Yes.
You're part of the problem.
Hey, look. You know, what can I say? You ask and you shall give in. Or you shall be given. Now, when we come back in the second hour, Mark, I want to know what else happened in the world.
Okay.
We're going to have a break coming up soon here. But if you can very quickly, if we get cut off by the break, we can finish it off in the last like, few minutes in the show. And then in the next hour, we'll discuss those stories. There's the music there. So when we come back from the break, tell us what else is going on in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. And don't forget, we have another hour to go. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan personal cooling system will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
This first hour. Mark, I'd like to go to John in New Mexico, and then we'll come back probably in the second hour and talk about the stories that we want to talk about. John, go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I think the problem with the Internet is, like you were saying, Hashem, that it's a supervision problem more than really anything else. And probably a lot of these children that are getting in trouble, that could be avoided, I would think, if parents would just be more involved and watchful.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. It's a parental issue here, and the problem is, you know, when people are not. But you see, the thing is, with this particular family, the mother knows how to get on the Internet. She thought that she had an open relationship with her daughter, but yet it happened to her. But you know what? Because this woman was involved with her daughter's affairs, she was able to save her. She was able to know exactly what happened. But imagine if this mother did not have a clue of how to get on the Internet.
Right.
Then there was no way for her to find out what her daughter did.
That's true. So it's a good thing she was at least keeping track somewhat of what the child was doing. But I guess the Internet is kind of like you were saying with automobiles. You wouldn't have your child driving an automobile, especially without your supervision, at the beginning anyway. And I guess one way is just to avoid the whole situation altogether, like Mark was saying. But today I think these youngsters are going to have to learn how to use computers, so at some point they'll have to be exposed to it. So it's just a question of at what age and how well supervised they'll be.
Yeah.
Secluding
your children from the Internet is not the solution because, you know, the Internet is going to be with us for probably the rest of our lives and more. Just like the cars are not going anywhere.
Okay, Hashem. Hello? Manny, are we still on?
Okay. We can't solve the problem by not allowing our kids to drive cars and not exposing them to cars, et cetera, et cetera. And the same thing, we can't solve this problem just by not allowing our kids to go on the Internet. But I agree, and it's not going to happen. You know, people are, you know, they get on the Internet at school. They can get on the Internet anywhere they go. The Internet is going to be everywhere. You know, they have the cell phones. Right now, the cell phones are very much like having your own computer. So my point is parents need to be involved and know exactly what their children are up to.
Shem.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Now, listen, I'm sorry. Look, you're my best friend. I hate to argue with you on your own show, but I think that this is crazy. This idea, I hear this all the time. We had friends who, you know, they exposed their children as young as like 4 and 5 years old to all of the mechanics that are involved with what we call the birds and the bees, okay? And because of the fact that my wife and I have chosen to put off discussing this thing with our children until we felt that they reached an age where they were mature enough to understand it, you know, the arguments were, well, they're going to find out about it sooner or later anyway, so the sooner the better. Well, in my opinion, this is like feeding a two-week-old baby Texas chili. You see, that baby probably is going to be eating chili someday in his life when he gets older, so let's go ahead and let's expose him to it now. The fact of the matter is that we are running into these problems in our society, whether it's kids going into schools and killing each other or all of the unwed pregnancies, because we are requiring these kids to grow up sooner than they're ready to do.
Okay. Mark, we come in to the end of the show, but I'm just wondering how long are you going to be able to hold on to those children? Well?
We'll talk about it when we get back.
We'll talk about it when we get back, but I don't know. Do you hear the music? I don't.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have another hour of this. Hey, I love this weekend. You know, it's exciting. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second hour of Current Issues, and we are coming back to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm having an argument with Mark Glynn about the Internet and how to solve this problem with the Internet, but we're not going to continue for the whole hour. We'll do a couple of more minutes on that. So you were arguing, Mark, with me about should we allow our children access to the Internet or not?
I wasn't arguing. I was eloquently making my point.
No, you were arguing.
Listen, the fact of the matter is that everything that you and I are involved in,
answer my question that I asked you at the end of the first hour. How long are you going to hold on to those children?
As long as they need to be held on to. You know, this is why we have lost our country, Hashem, because we have allowed a foreign hostile agenda to dictate how we are going to do things. You see, the fact of the matter is that we have allowed these other people to make our decisions for us in terms of our politics, in terms of our culture, in terms of our society, our religion, our academics, our family life, everything else. So this
so are you going to blame this, the internet, as a conspiracy by the Jews to destroy our culture? Is this where you're going with this?
No, I think that, as you said, the internet is a very good thing. It's like anything else. It's like a gun. A gun can be used for good and a gun can be used for evil, depending on who's holding it. The fact of the matter is, though, is that this idea that we have to thrust our children out into the world before they are intellectually and emotionally mature enough to deal with it, this is what has led to our children being turned into these uncontrollable creatures that they have become. I mean, let's face it. You know, the United States has had guns since its beginning, but this business of kids going into school with guns and killing each other by the tens and by the dozens is a relatively new thing.
So, Mark, right? my statement earlier that our society and human beings in general was not ready for the internet, mentally or intellectually, we were not ready because we can't differentiate between cyberspace and real space here.
Well, I think that there's probably some merit to that argument, but at the same time, think of how society was revolutionized with the printing press, okay? But it did not cause the kind – you didn't have people going out and killing each other in the streets the way that you have them doing it now. You didn't have kids killing their own parents just because their parents wouldn't let them get on the internet. I mean, these are the things that we're dealing with,
Mark,
every day in this country. Yes, Hashem.
Mark,
yes, Hashem.
You did hear the interview that I had with Detective Baja.
Yeah.
On the program Thursday. And I asked him, I said, are these predators that you are catching and these people that are killing these younger people and these, did they have any prior history, arrest history? And he said, no. Well, tell you what, we'll catch this one when we come back. We'll be back in a couple of seconds.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Permissive with it, particularly with our children. You know, let's face it, you know, a friend of mine had his website shut down this week, a very good website, because of the things that he was saying that were critical of Israel, critical of Zionism, critical of the Jews, whatever you want to call it.
What else is out there, Mark? What else is going on out there?
Well, let me finish my thought. My point is that is the only thing left that we're not allowed to ridicule. Everything else, whether it's our old-fashioned values or whatever, they have been completely tossed out the window, and this is a situation we're going to have to get our hands on if we really do entertain any hope in taking back our country and our culture. Now, what was your question?
My question is, I want to know what else is going on in the world.
And also, well, you
if
didn't...
If anyone wants to talk about the Internet, we'll be more than happy to...
This was your idea to talk about the Internet. I was perfectly willing to launch. In fact, I did launch into a discussion about the war in Iraq and the upcoming war in Iran.
But you know what, Mark? To me, what is happening on the Internet and with our kids is as important, if not more important, than what is going on in Iraq. I mean, we're talking about our own kids here. And we are concentrating, you know, we spend trillions of dollars on this war that we're not even spending millions on protecting our children on the Internet. You know, it's like when they invented the Internet, they should have known that this is what's going to happen. I mean, you know, somebody as smart as these people who invented this technology, where were the professors and the who study, you know, social and societies. You know, where are these people? You know, they should have put something, they should have studied this before we got into this mess.
Anyhow, I'm sure that
they did. About what else, let's talk about what else is in the world.
Well, as I was doing when you were trying to fix your computer, I was talking about the fighting that is going on within the power centers, particularly in this country, with regards to Iraq and Iran. The news stories that have come out this week are painting a picture where you have the intelligence community, you have the military community, and then you have the Bush White House basically fighting with each other over Iraq and Iran. You have the intelligence community painting a very dire picture of what is happening now and what is going to happen if we don't begin the process of pulling our troops out of Iraq. And then you have Bush saying, no, everything is doing just fine. We don't need to do anything except stay the course. And so the thing that worries me about this, Hashem, is that Bush has already demonstrated himself to be a very irrational and somewhat unpredictable individual. You know, going back to the gun.
It's true.